William Gilbert, why are you running for governor in Rhode Island?
Well, I look at the current landscape of the two political parties, Gina Raimondo and Alan Fung, and truthfully, nobody inspires me. I don't believe anybody has the best interest for my or my family or the taxpayers' interest at real heart. You know, we have some serious issues, and we're not addressing those issues from the two current candidates. You know, they're both basically the same side of the two coins. You know, we have an independent running, Mr. Trillo. With Mr. Trillo in the race, you know, I think that we don't need any more Donald Trump-esque type politics going on in the state. Rhode Island is a wonderful place to live. And I think that, you know, if we make just small tweaks and changes, we can turn the ship that we're on. I think I've got ideas I want to bring to the table.
For people who don't know you, tell us a little bit more about yourself and what, in your view, qualifies you to be governor of Rhode Island.
I'd like to get everybody to know me. I'm 51 years old. I moved to Rhode Island back when I was 18 years old. You know, my father owned a fleet of fishing boats down in Point Judith, Narragansett. And I spent my summers up here. And I just thought Rhode Island was a really, really nice place. The history, the geography, the local proximity to Boston and New York. I can go to Newport and I can have a hamburger in a 300-year-old restaurant. And then I can walk across the street and see a $300 million yacht. I mean, these are some fantastic things. I think, again, why I'm running is we don't do a good job of selling Rhode Island. I love this place. But what qualifies me for, you know, the seat is, you know, I'm a local businessman. I own a real estate brokerage and a real estate investment business. I have multiple investment properties and a real estate developer. I'm also a general manager at General Dynamics for a national defense contractor. I'm basically in charge of the Union Carpenters. So I run Union Carpenters for the overhaul and repair division for nuclear submarines. It's a pretty important task. You know, on a daily basis, I'm meeting with, you know, ship's captains and commanding officers in the Navy. And, we're sending those people out to sea, and we're making sure they come home safe.
One of your proposals, you say that Rhode Island needs to be more competitive with nearby New England states on taxes. You want to reduce the sales tax from 7% to 5%. How would you pay to do that?
I've also proposed a deep dive. You know, it's kind of like the big audit that Donna Kachiri talked about, but I would go a little farther. I'd actually restructure the government. There are some, and I'd like to do that with a deep dive. I want every department manager to have to justify their existence, not just their budget. I think in that first 100 days of office, we would bring every manager in. We would ask them and talk to them about their goals of their department and their divisions. We would make sure all the resumes for the employees that they have in that division line up with those programs. I'd ask them what their budget is. Do they have enough budget? What their full-time equivalencies are? And I would start looking at each one of those departments for necessity. I would like to get rid of the convention center. The convention center right now is a boondoggle. It wastes about $40 million a year. I think that would be better off to be leased or maybe possibly sold off to somebody that can actually fill it. The venue is not filled. We have, I think, 11 venues or 11 operations to the end of the year, to the end of the month, to basically March. It's just not being utilized. I think it's a mismanagement problem. I think the Department of Business Regulations, I think you can cut that in half. They don't have enough teeth anyway, statutorily, so they're not doing a job that really needs to get done. What I would probably really do is try and move the chairs around. I think we have the money. We're just spending it in the wrong spots.
There's been very marginal progress in improving public education in Rhode Island for many years. What would your approach be to trying to do better on that?
I want to think big here. I think Rhode Island, to get out of the doldrums, we need to think big. And I would propose a $100 million facility, you know, basically the size of two high schools. I would propose 100,000 square foot. I would put it in Woonsocket and make it the world-class vocational training center throughout the country. I would be inviting companies like Ford and Google to create the curriculum. I would be looking at companies like Amgen that are right here in the pharmaceutical industry. These are people that are having difficulty finding tradespeople. You know, we already have General Dynamics working with New England Tech for welding and stuff like that. But it still isn't deep enough. I would like to see, you know, somebody be able to go to that high school and come out with a journeyman's license for air conditioning and refrigeration. People don't realize that plumbers are more than just fixing toilets. You know, they're billing out at $165 an hour, $200,000 a year as a private plumber. They're getting $50 and $60 an hour as a union plumber, and that's making about $120,000. But what are we going to do in 3 years when all our plumbers are retired and the frozen food aisle in Stop and Shop, their refrigeration unit breaks? That's a plumber that fixes that, or a heating and air conditioning specialist. I would like to be churning those out where, you know, some states are known for their tourism. Some states are known for their potatoes, like Idaho. I want to be known as the state where you come if you want high quality, high skilled technology. You know, we can export students. Let people move to Woonsocket. You know, what, that's the value proposition. Why would somebody go to Woonsocket today? And that's why I want it in Woonsocket. Why do you go to Woonsocket today, the highest tax city for residential real estate in the state of Rhode Island? Let's give them a reason. Let's take those public dollars, put them into Woonsocket, make the world's class, I'm talking about world class, $100,000, you know, 100,000 square foot facility. That brings a draw to Woonsocket. And it also brings a draw for Ford Motor Company, GM, Hyundai. And then at the same time, we got their tourism and we got the geography to get people to stay. Because right now, what happens when a kid graduates from MIT or Berkeley? You think they move to Rhode Island? You think they're going to say, hey, we got really good roads in Rhode Island, so that's where we got to go?
William Gilbert, you have some interesting ideas. You speak well, but you had just a 2% showing in a poll released last week by Channel 12. What do you say to people who think that you do not really have a realistic shot of winning this race for governor?
Well, I think the polling numbers shows that, you know, currently third parties, candidates have a difficulty gaining traction because, you know, the main parties love to spread the philosophy that it's a wasted vote. You know, I'm trying to build a moderate party and I'm here for the long run. I understand it's going to take time to build a party. I understand that I'm coming out of nowhere. You know, we came out off the election with a Bob Healey that had some much significant name recognition than myself. So I can tell you right now, there is no game for Alan Fung to win this election. None. He can't win. There's no path to victory for an Alan Fung with a Joe Trillo in the race. So therefore, that's a wasted vote. People think that Joe Trillo is a wasted vote. But I don't believe that. Votes don't belong to any candidates. And that's a mentality and a belief that we have to smash. And that's one of the other things I'm trying to work on. So this might not be this election, but I can tell you this. Everybody has believed in the state of Rhode Island that the moderate party, my party that I'm the chairman of, and Bob Healey are the cause for Gina Raimondo to be elected. And if you believe that the moderate party caused Alan Fung to lose, then you have to believe that we are a force to reckon with. Because if you can affect an election, that's what politics is all about. I don't need to win to affect the election. Just being here, we're going to talk about issues and we can drive the issues and we can bring people to the center.
How can people find out more about your campaign and your proposals?
There's a string of all the videos that I've done throughout the last couple of years on my website. It's Gilbert, the number 4 governor. 2018. Again, that's Gilbert, the number 4, 2018.com. Feel free to stop by there, look at our videos, you know, and give me an opportunity to show you that I am a credible, viable, well-thought, spoken, articulate candidate. And I believe, you know, we got to bring ethics does matter. That's what I like to say. Ethics do matter in the state of Rhode Island.
William Gilbert, moderate party candidate for governor. Thank you for stopping by to speak with us.
Thank you for having me.